ketubah of your mother. Let me see exactly how it was written, exactly how the chasna took place. Hevi aloi ksubas iman. So the kids now brought him the ksubah of their mother. Umotsa, and he found shekosu behen, that it was written in the ksubah like this, that the husband wrote, likishetichnesi lechupa heavily into. That you should know, when I bring you into chupa, that's when the kedushin is chal. Since the first husband, even though he made kedushin, but he did not take it to chuppa, a second husband grabbed her away. So the first kedushin was never chal. Therefore, by the second husband, she's not called an eshes ish from the first man. Therefore, the kids are not called mamzerim, and therefore lo yosef b'nei mamzerim. He did not make the kids into mamzerim. The Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, how you derish loshin hedjit. He also used a darsh in a loshin hedjit where people wrote. The Tani was like this. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho Aimer, Hamal v'es chaveroi, if you lent money to your friend, lo yimashchenu yoyse mechoivoi. When the malva takes a mashkin, a pledge, back from the loiva, you're not allowed to take more than the choiv is worth. Why? Because shekach koisim, this is what they used to write down in the shtar, that tashlumto dies l'cholai, kol kibbol d'chi, that what the money, the life would write, like the money that I owe you, if I can't pay you back, you should be able to keep this mashkin. So therefore you have to make sure not to take a mashkin worth more than the chayiv, that the malvalai should not receive more money than he deserves. So Rav says, time with the cost of lehochi. What's the reason why you can't take a mashkin worth more? Only because you wrote it down like this, mashma ilai kosav lehochi, but if they did not write down these words, like that you'll be able to keep the mashkin for the payment, then you could take more. Like lakanya, then you want to say like he's not currently the mashkin. So if he wouldn't have wrote this down, then mashma, you could take a mashkin worth more than the chayiv. Because you're going to tell me like the malv is not currently the mashkin, is that true? But I have omer Rabbi Yechonen said, mashkonoi, if you took a mashkin, feishav leha mashkin, then you return the mashkin, umeis, and the loiva dies, so shemte mi agabi bonav. In other words, if a malva took a mashkin, let's say he took his pillow. So the locher is at nighttime, he has to return back his pillow. Now when the malva returned the pillow back, then the loiva died. So the locher is the malva has a right to take it away. Take it back. So even from his children. In other words, that the malva is the one that has a kinyan on this mashkin. And even though he returned it, but still belongs to the malva. Therefore it's not called like he's taking the talisman away from the yisaimim, but rather he's like taking back his own thing. So we see always there's such a kinyan mashkin. So anyway, you can't take more than it's really worth. So Gemara says, Ahanya ksiva ligiroyin. So ksiva helps a little bit not to take less. So the groin, Rashi says, means that the shtar helps you, that luchas domov, that means if when the malva gave back the mashkin to the leiva, he used it a little bit, and now it's worth less, so when the leiva returns it, he can't just return the mashkin the way it is, he has to add on the money also, that it was, became a little bit worthless. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi Hayudaris Lashon Hedyot. Rabbi Yosi also a Darshan Lashon Hedyot. Tatani will learn. Rabbi Yosi Yomer. Mokim Shino Golasas Ksuba Milva. If the meaning of the Mokim is when you write up the Ksuba. So part of the Ksuba is also that the father of the wife is going to give money to the chosen, and he holds on to the money until he gives a get, until she comes in Amano, and then he has a right to get it back. So therefore the locher is that such a ksuba is considered a milva, it's called like a loan, as if mamish, the father-in-law, owes the money to the son-in-law. And therefore, as lashon is, mokash nagolasos ksuba milva, goyve milva, you have a right to collect it like a regular shtar milva. Now, lichboil goyve machza. The meaning of mokum sometimes was used to write double the amount what they really want to give in the shtar just to make it look nice. But really, all the father-in-law meant to give was just half that amount. So if what the locher is, goyva machza, he only has the right to collect half of what the people really mean to give. Now, bloy gove tilsen, now bloy, the minig was used to triple it, and therefore you only have a right really to collect just one third. Mareima by Mareima, magvinami shvach, no, he used to collect even the shvach, whatever it says inside the shtar, that's how much he used to say you have a right to collect. Like he used to say, whatever the shver, like the father-in-law, wrote inside this ksuba, that's how much he, the chosin, has a right to collect from him. So So Gemara says, Omalei Ravina Lamreima. So Ravina said back to Mreima, Ivo Atani, we just learned before that Lichpoil, if the minig is when they write in the Ksub with a double the amount, so Goyva Machza, you only have a right to collect half, because that's what we know. He only meant to put in more, because to make it look nice, but really you only meant to give half. So Gemara says, Lakash, here there's no stereo. Hod the koni minei, hod the koni minei. If they made a kinyan, if the chosin made a kinyan with his father-in-law, then he has to pay him the complete amount. But if he didn't make a kinyan, then he only has to pay a machzah, half of what's written inside the ksuba. All right, a turnover. The Gemara says that Ravina mishabeach ukosil lebrate. When Ravina like married off his own daughter, so Niksubi wanted a mishabeach like write a lot, like the minig was to write double the amount to give to his daughter. Omrulei, so the chosin said like nikneminei, let me make a kinyan with you. In other words, like he wants to be able to make sure to collect it all. Nikneminei demar. Omrulus, Ravina said back to him like this. Listen, if you want to make the kinyan, said, I don't really want to pay you that much, then I'll only write exactly how much I want to give you, only give you half. If you want me to write down so much, then le mikni. And as Ravina knew, that if you make a kinyan, then you collect the whole thing. If you don't make a kinyan, that's tam the minig, that they write down more, you only have a right to collect just half. Tamar says, who got where there was a man? The yomalahu, he said like this, hovolo arba meya zuzi lebrati. Big subasa. And like Rashi said, this man like was a matna shchimre, was about to die. So he said, "Oh, well, listen, my daughter is getting married now. Write down on my chayv myself to give her in the dunya 400." That's what he said. So the shayla is now, what exactly did he mean? Is sholach la ravacha bread the ravavio lekaim the ravashi? To yes, in front of Ravashi. Arba meya, did he mean to say arba meya? That's much really meant to pay. Therefore, dinun timne meya, that they should write inside the ksuba 800. Or yarba meya zuzi, he meant to write only 400. Dinun masayan, that all it really is just to pay up 200. That's the shayla. Omer Ravashi, so Ravashi said, chazin, and let's see. Iyoma hova lo arba meya zuzi, dinun timne meya. If he said, like, give 400, so it means, like, really it's 800, just you only have to pay 400 half. Iyama ksuvu lo arba meya, if he meant to say, write in it 400, then what he meant to say is, that should be what's written in the ksuba. The inin mosayin, that's really only I have to pay only 200. So let's see how we said it over. Ike diyami, some say, amar ravashi, chazin, let's see. Iyama luksuboso arba meya zuzi, di inin timna meya. If he says for the ksuba should be 400, that's how much they want to pay, so therefore you write in 800. V'yoma b'ksubosa arba meya zuzi, d'inun mosayim, if he said like in the ksuba, so he meant to say write in the ksuba 400, which then means they only have to pay you half, 200. And the Gemara says, v'lohi, that's not the pshat. Because loishno, there's no difference, the yoma l'ksubosa, for loishno, the yoma b'ksubosa. There's no difference what he said, this should be for the ksuba or in the ksuba. Abba meya zuzi, the inim mosayin, all he meant really just to pay up 200. And he's always saying like the kifl, like I said before, he's saying write in 400, so you only have to pay you 200. Adiyom, until he says clearly, hova lo stoma, give it to a stam. Then he meant to say, give it to a $400, and whatever you want to write don't make a difference. And then he meant to give over 400. But otherwise we say, you only meant to give 200, and it just meant to write inside it 400. Now the Gemara says, who gavra, there was a man, the kibula yomechavra, he accepted to work on a field, and to pay back a percentage wise to the owner. And Omer, he said to the owner like this, imuvrana, if I'll leave your field empty, waste, without working on it, he should know, yehivna lecho alpa zuzi, I'll give you $1,000 for it. And the maitza was, oivetilsa, he worked on the field, but one third of the field he left over, he didn't work on one third of the field. So what's the locha? Samri nadoi nadoi, he said, dinu, you know what the din is? The yoyiv lei, tlosa meya, he's going to have to pay the owner 300, or tlosa na tlosa vetilta, 33 and a third. In other words, since you said you pay $1,000 for the whole field if you leave it empty, now that you only left waste one third, you have to pay him a third of a thousand. Rav Amarov said, no, you should know asmachtahi. That what this person said is just dumb words, and asmachtahi, they didn't really mean it. He just said he would do it. And therefore, the asmachta lekanya, Rav says, every time it's an asmachta, he just says things, we don't really know that's what he meant, there's no kinyan, and you do not have to pay it. So Gemara, yes. Ola Rava, according to Rava, Maishna Miho, why is it different than we learned in our Mishnah? The Tanan we learned, Im Oyver Velo Yevit, if the worker says that if I leave the field waste and I don't work on it, Ashalom B'metevo B'metvo, I'll pay you back with the good, and earns one third of what it should have produced. See, the Schuri, you see, it's not called an Asmachta, he really meant it. Schuri says, true. Ho, some like Kogozim, there he didn't exaggerate. He said, I'll pay you the produce what it was supposed to give off, that we understand. But Hoch over here, keep on the common milsa yisterto. Here, since he said much more than it's really worth, he said, I'll pay you $1,000. Guzma bialmo, for sure, it's only an exaggeration, he did not really mean it. Therefore, we say here, Guzma biyamu de kogozim, it's only called an asmachta, therefore it's not koina. The other Gemara says, who got where there was a man, de kibbalar yilishumshimi, he accepted a field, like to work the plant on it, sesame, that's what he accepted it for. And zorachit, instead he went and he planted wheat on it. And what happened was, of the chitik shumshimi, the wheat grew up so good this year that the wheat was worth the same way the shumshimi is also worth. So Sover of Kana, Lameim of Kana thought to say, Menaki lo kechosha di arya. In other words, the worker wanted the duck now, how much the owner is gaining the fact the field is not becoming weak. Because usually it's like this, usually the shumshimi, that's worth more, but it uses up the field, it makes the field weaker. Mashenken wheat does not make the field so weak, but usually it's not worth so much. Here what it came out that the wheat was worth just as much as the shumshimi, but instead it did not ruin the field as much. So therefore the worker has a right to say l'chura that true, I'll give you a percentage in this, but I want to deduct the fact I planted wheat did not ruin the field so much. That's called menaki le kechosha di arya. On this, Omer le Rav Ashi le Rav Kana, so Rav Ashi is about Rav Kana. Ar meyinshi, people say, kechosh aryo, v'lo likhosh mora. In other words, people say like, let the field become weak, but don't make the owner weak. In other words, the owner really wanted to have shumshimi planted here. And he wouldn't have minded if the field becomes weak, because by planting shumshimi, he would have gained on the deal more. So now that you, the worker, changed, and only planted wheat there, you have the right to deduct from the kachash, the weakness of the field. Because the owner doesn't hear this. The owner said, you should have planted shumshimi. He doesn't care the fact the field becomes weak. As long as me, the owner, doesn't become weak. Now the Gemara says, who got where there was a man, the kibbalar le shumshimi. Also, he accepted the field to work to plant sesame. And Zora Chiti instead he planted wheat, and of the Chita Tfei Min Shumshimi. It came out now that the wheat was such a good crop, it was more value than was the sesame. So Sav Ravina, Lamein Ravina thought to say, Yoyev Le Shvocho De Benei Benei. In other words, that the owner has to let the worker keep the value that came, the more value that was here, it's his gain. Or Malay Rav Achim Medif to Ravina, Rav Achim Medif to Sadak Ravina, no. Or to who Ashpach, Aryeh Le Yashpecho. You think just the renter, he made it worth better, he made it better? No, it's the field that made it better. It's the Arya. And since the owner owns it, therefore the owner has a right to share in the gain. Amri Nadoy, Nadoy say like this. Hi Yiska, if you make a business deal, that means I give you money, and with the money you put it into business, and whatever you gain, we share. So the locker is on Yiska, Pauga Milva Pauga Pekodin. Let's say I give you $100. So it's considered like $50 I'm lending you. It's like a milva. No matter what happens to it, you have to pay me back. Even if you go broke, you have to pay me back $50. Oh, probably the other $50, that's a pikodin. I'm letting you hold on to it for me. And therefore, if you lose it, you're potter. Samura says, Ovid Rabbana made here a deal that milsa the nichle l'loiva, for nichle l'lamalva, it's good for both of them. Each one agrees that half should be a milva, and half should be a pikodin. Mar says the Hashta, the Armina, now that you say, Tal Gemilva, half of the money is a milva, like when I give you $100 to do business. It's $50, it's like a loan to you. If so, I boy le mishta be shikra, shafidami, if the person takes the money now and spends it to buy beer and not to put it into business, it's good, because those $50 is like a loan to him. Rav said no. You know why we call this a deal, a business deal? The omele, that the malva, the owner, has a right to say to the person he's giving his money over to, that ki yavina l'cho, you know why I gave you this money, all the money, li'asukebe, I gave it to you to put it into business, to do work with it.
to make gain from it. For and you have no right to drink beer, to buy beer with the money. Oh, Maravi di Ravi, Ravi Ravin said, the Yemeis, let's say the worker dies, Nasim Metatlam Meitzabonav. That's considered now like the money is a Metatlam by him, and therefore the Malva can't collect it. Ravam Ravi said, no, Lofi Korla Yiska, you know why we're called an Iska? The Yemeis, if the worker dies, La Yasim Metatlam Meitzabonav, no, it doesn't become Metatlam Meitzabonav, but rather the Malva has a right to get the whole thing back. Like he thought to say, since Hefer is a milva, so that milva is like metaltlim by the Yisraimim. And his answer back was no, since it's called an Iska business deal, Rashi says, Hayem is tomid, it should always be there for the malva, or mesasik bo, and therefore it's not called like metaltlim bonov, but rather the malva has a right to collect it. Alright, we'll stop here.
You were holding that really that kufay. Just less Gemara Gimel like this. Less line. Less one was. Amar Rav said like this. Chodo isko utrei story said the Malva. The person makes one iska. One iska means I give you $100, and we said $50 is a milva. It's like a loan, and $50 is like a pikadon. And I write up two stories on it. This to say I gave you 50, then I gave you another 50. So in such a case, the locher is to say to the malva. The malva is the one that's going to lose out, not the loiva. Since he wrote it down in two shtaris, we look at each case by itself. And therefore, in one case there was a loss in the keren, and the other case a gain, we don't just, you know, equal one with the other and make it equal, but we have to done each case by itself, therefore the malva loses out. Because by an itzka, usually the case is that the malva only gets a third profit, and the workman gets two-thirds profits, that it should not look like rivets. And in the loss of it, he only has 50-50. Therefore, if there was a loss in one half, and not a loss in the other half, if it would look like one case, then we would determine